يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين، عدوا عليها بالنواجذ، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected elders and brothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending Hazrat Adam ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam to this dunya, then Suratul Baqarah in one ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains from the beginning of the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam till the time he was sent to this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْنَا اهْبِتُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا, that we told Hazrat Adam and Hazrat Hawa that all of you now, both of you, you will have to go to the dunya. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and if guidance is going to reach you from my side, then remember that person who follows my guidance, then there will be no fear on them, and nor will they grieve. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, those who disbelieve and they deny our verses, they are the people of Jahannam, and they will remain in it forever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Hazrat Adam alayhi salam that you going to the dunya now, you can't live your life how you just want to live it. Your life will not be lived according to your desires. You can't do things the way you want to do it. We are going to send guidelines. We are going to send directives. We are going to set guidance. You will have to live your life according to those guidelines. Your life will have to be governed by that guidance. And it is for this guidance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this dunya approximately 124,000 anbiya and approximately 104 scriptures from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam till the revelation of the Quran Sharif. 104 scriptures: Torah, Injil, Zabur, Quran Sharif, Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa, scriptures sent to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, scriptures sent to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. If you could live your life the way you wanted to live it, you know, like how this is what is advocated nowadays, you live once, live it up, live how you want to live, enjoy yourself. What was the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending 124,000 anbiya to this dunya to teach us how to live? What was the reason for all the revelation of all these scriptures? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it very clear now. This is the very inception of mankind, the very beginning of mankind, that who will follow my guidance, there'll be no fear on them, nor will they have any grief. In the akhirat, they will be successful. In the dunya also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them successful. In another ayat, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, that person who follows my guidance, he will never be misguided, and he will never be wretched, he will never be unfortunate, he will never be deprived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him because he is following the directives and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to ask ourselves this crucial question: which standards do we follow in our lives? If I am running a business, how do I run that business?
Have I found out what are the directives of the Shariat? What are the guidelines of the Shariat? Remember, this Shariat is a very comprehensive Shariat. This deen is a very comprehensive deen. It covers every facet of our lives. The kuffar are trying to give this impression now and deceive us by making us feel that deen is only in the masjid. So a lot of people, a lot of Muslims throughout the world, globally, if you speak to people, a person feels to himself, when I come into the masjid, then deen applies to me. When I leave the masjid, then there's no need for deen. My business, I will see how the other businesses run. I will see how the kuffar run their businesses. I will see what businesses, strategies are beneficial. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, unfortunately people don't pay much attention to that. So we are made to believe now that religion is only when you come to the masjid. Religion is something by the way. It must just give you some sort of a boost. It must make you feel good. So they have reduced their religion to feelings. If they feel good, then they do it. Whatever they want to do, it's all about how they feel. But as a believer, remember, we have wholeheartedly surrendered and submitted ourselves to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now as we getting closer to the days of Hajj, you will start hearing the incidents of Hazrat Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And what was the theme in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? Wholeheartedly surrendered and submitted himself to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I understand, whether I don't understand, whether it appeals to me, whether it doesn't appeal to me, not worried about society, not worried about people, not worried about what's trending. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And as I mentioned, these guidelines cover every facet of our lives. Every aspect of our lives, the guidelines of the Shariat covers it. Whatever you, even when you go to the toilet, how many sunnats there are? Before you go into the toilet, the dua you will read. When you come out from the toilet, the dua you will read. What leg you will enter in with, what leg you will come out from with it, which leg you will come out from the toilet. All this is all documented. We have got all these guidelines. They are mentioned clearly, explicitly, exactly how to wash yourself. How many times to wash yourself. Use water, and you also will use like toilet paper, or those days they had this clay cloths. So all these different details. A person's eating is also got guidelines from the Shariat. You can't just eat what you want to eat. You have to eat what the Shariat told you to eat. So the Quran Sharif highlights, كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Whatever you're going to eat, remember, it must be halal and it must be wholesome. Two important things. Alhamdulillah, many people understand halal. But how many people understand the concept of wholesome? Wholesome must be beneficial for your body. It must give your body nutrition. It mustn't be harmful for your body. Look at the types of foods we're eating now. The body is amanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with this body. You can't just put in this body what you want to put. You will have to see now whether that I'm going to eat, that's going to be beneficial for me, it's going to be a form of nutrition, or is that maybe it's tasty, but it is dangerous. It's tasty, but maybe it's detrimental, it's bad for your health. So this amanat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, imagine now you gave a person a brand new vehicle, brand new car you bought, 1 million rand, and you gave it to him. Came 1 million rand car. What he's doing every day in the petrol tank, he's putting Coca-Cola inside. Coke is filling the petrol tank. Damaging the whole car. The car is not moving. Will you be happy? Use your common sense now. This car, you have to understand, you have to put petrol. And that too, if it's a diesel car, you have to put diesel. You can't even put petrol in it. You got to be careful because this is, I gave it to you, or I lent it to you, or it's amanat. So this body is an amanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you eat, you will have to eat food that is halal and also wholesome. Then how much of food you eat? Then also Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the directive. Don't just carry on eating and eating and stuffing yourself and then you're getting sick. Obviously you're going to get sick. What's going to happen if you're going to eat like that? So Nabi Sallam even gave the directive of how much you must eat. Nabi Sallam said, "Ma mala'a adamiyun wi'a'an sharra min batn." No person filled any utensil worse than the stomach. Any other utensil, you know, you're overfilling it, but the stomach, if you're going to fill it up, you're going to have big problems. This is going to harm your health. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you know, few lukmas if you eat, just to keep your back straight, just so that you can continue, for you to survive. But if you are weak and your nafs has the better over you, and you feel you want to eat, فَثُلُثٌ لِلطَّعَامِ وَثُلُثٌ لِلشَّرَابِ وَثُلُثٌ لِلنَّفَسِ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one third you will use for food, one third you will use for your water, whatever you need to drink, and one third leave it for you to breathe, for your air, for your breathing, one third leave it. Don't fill it up. Don't overeat. So this directive is also given. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the directive. Obviously, all these things were said for a reason. There was nothing that was said for no reason. Now, as a mu'min and as a believer, you understand if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this here, this is sufficient for me. Even when you're eating, how you will eat, what hand you will eat with. You will eat with your right hand. You will drink with your right hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Shaitan eats with his left hand. Shaitan drinks with his left hand. How often you find people eating with the left hand, drinking with the left hand. Now if you ate properly with three fingers, then your hand will not even get so messed. You'll be able to drink with your right hand. And even if your hand is messed, to hold on to the sunnah is more important than worrying about whether the utensil will get messed or not. But these are all directives Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given. And for a mu'min and a believer, every directive is important. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had commanded the Bani Israel, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ What we gave you, take it very seriously. Don't have a casual approach to this year, where you want to take one thing, you don't want to take another thing, something appeals to you. That was where the Bani Israel went off. What appealed to them, they took it. What did not appeal to them, they left it. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ What? You only believe in some part of the book, and you disbelieve in some part. So what appeals to you, you accept. What doesn't appeal to you, you reject. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا The punishment of that person will be humiliation in this worldly life. Allah Ta'ala will bring about humiliation and disgrace, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect. We can see the condition of the Muslims globally. But is it because of our actions? Is it because we are picking and choosing the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? What appeals to us, we take. What doesn't appeal to us, we don't take. No. Everything. Udukhulu fi silmi kafa. Come entirely, wholeheartedly into Islam. Ya Yahya, khudil kitaba bi quwa. O Yahya, Allah Ta'ala addressed Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. Take the kitab with seriousness, with firmness. This is not a joke. This is not a play. This is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala talking to you. This is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving you directives. They had no time to waste. They didn't say things for no reason. Everything they said had a reason. Everything they said had a wisdom. Everything's got a benefit. Whether you see the benefit, you don't see the benefit. You have to wholeheartedly hold on to this wahi. Hold on to the shariat. The more you hold on to the wahi, the more you hold on to the shariat, the more you draw the help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To the extent you leave the wahi, you leave the shariat, to that extent you are deprived from the help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Umm Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha was like the mother of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a child, Hazrat Umm Ayman was a slave of Hazrat Abdullah, and she had brought up Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also showed her a lot of respect. Although she was an Abyssinian woman, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed her a lot of respect right till the end of the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Occasionally Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would go and visit her, take things for her, show a lot of respect. Someone's ihsan, you must never forget in your life. Someone did ihsan for you. That's not even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mother. It's just like his mother. But he showed her that type of respect, that type of consideration. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they said to themselves, let us also visit Umm Ayman now. Oh, she's an old lady, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to visit her, so we will visit her. So they go to visit Hazrat Umm Iman radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she's crying. So they told her, what causes you to cry? Isn't Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is gone from this dunya, but what is by Allah is better for him. He's in a better place now. He's in a better condition. So she says, I know that. I know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in a better condition. But the reason why I'm crying is that in qata al wahyu min as-sama, that now the revelation stopped coming from the sky. Till Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the dunya, anything happened, any situation, any query, wahi came. That wahi had such an enjoyment, such a sweetness. It is because of that now that we are not receiving that wahi anymore. I am crying. And she said that in such a way, she caused them to also start crying. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had that link with wahi. This is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has to be shown the utmost respect. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me? This ayat, I'm reading it all the time. Did I even think for a moment to take out a few minutes to go and find out what is the message of this ayat? I read the surah, I enjoy the surah, I love the surah. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me in the surah? How many people are even interested to find out, to learn? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a message for me and you, for our guidance, for our protection, for our success in this world, in the year after. We're not even interested in finding out what is the message. We're not even interested in finding out what are the guidelines. Then we want Allah's help to come. Merely by boycotting, merely by protesting, Allah's help is not going to come. Allah's help will come when we become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we respect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the masjid will be filled for Fajr, like the same crowd for Jummah. That's when Allah's help will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will not come with all, and that is istainu bisabri wassala. What is the Quran Sharif saying? Seek help, seek assistance through patience and through salah. Seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can help you. Allah can change conditions. How many people are even making dua now? How many people are even crying and begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to hold firm, very, very firm to the wahi. The revelation that has come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down that revelation. The wahi, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith, read in the khutbah, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai ar-rashideen. Addu alayha bin nawajis. Hold firm to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifas, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That is why in the khutbah we hear their names being recited. Every khutbah their names are being recited. These are your role models. These are the people who you need to follow. You need to study their lives. How did they live? What did they do? What qualities they had? I have to instill that qualities in my life. I have to instill that qualities in the lives of my children. This is my success. My success lies here and nowhere else. Everything else is just a delusion. It is a deception. You think you are being successful. You think you are progressing. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not progressing. You can only progress with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned, every facet of our lives is governed. Even our clothing. You cannot just wear anything you want to wear. You have to see whether it is in keeping to the laws of the Shariat. You have to make sure at every given time your satr is concealed. The area from your navel till your knee. Even when you are alone at home, for the exception of necessity. Maybe a person needs to relieve himself. A person needs to have a bath. Or if he's intimate with his spouse for that time. So where there's a necessity. But besides that, there, this is a very important obligation. After Iman, ulama explained, one of the most important obligations is your body must be covered. Body must be covered properly. Females' bodies must be covered. They're leaving the precincts of their homes. The bodies are covered. They got their scarves. They got their burqas. They're covering themselves. They're covering themselves properly. This is a very, very important obligation of Shariat and Deen. Shaitan The first attack he launched towards humanity. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you enjoy yourself in Jannah. Eat everything. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ. Don't go close to this tree. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he remained on that. But Allah ta'ala also warned him, watch out for shaitan. Because shaitan is your clear enemy. But eventually shaitan, the decree of Allah, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a miscalculation from the side of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, misjudgment, maybe a bit of forgetfulness. And eventually, when he consumed from the forbidden tree, what happened? Immediately the clothes was removed. They became naked. They never knew what was that before that. So that's when they started taking the leaves of Jannat and covering themselves. So that was the first attack Shaitan launched to mankind. That is to make the person naked and remove the clothing. Now look at the agents of Shaitan, look at how they're working now. Look at every single picture. Look at the advertisements. It's all about nudity. It's about nakedness. You can't see anything decent anymore left. So this indecency to strip us of our haya, you know, modesty. Al-haya'u min al-iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that haya is part of your iman. Modesty is an integral part. It's an integral branch of your iman. Modesty, shame within our lives, within the lives of our women folk. So shaitan and the agents of shaitan, they are trying to strip us of that haya. They're trying to take that haya out of our lives without us even realizing it, without us even understanding that this is the plot of shaitan and the agents of shaitan. So respected friends, as we mentioned, just to mention the ayat that we started off with, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, now you are going into the world, you are starting your life there, your progeny is going to come. We are all Bani Adam, we are all the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And if the guidance is going to reach you from me, I'm going to send guidance for you. I'm going to make that arrangements that the guidance is going to come to you. The guidelines are going to come to you. That person who follows that guidance, he follows that guidelines, he holds firm onto it, then there's no fear on those people and nor will they grieve. The person who will hold firm to the guidelines, inshallah, definitely he is successful in this world and he is successful in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
الحمد لله الحمد لله القائل والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكر الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمن الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوا غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه أمانك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام المسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم يبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.